The Institute for Redefining Wealth offers a 12-month journey to help you redefine wealth using our unique yet proven framework for financial wellness. We'll be your accountability partner, providing clear success paths, resources, and motivation to keep you on track as you work toward your professional and financial goals. Join me along with purpose chasers from all around the world as we level up pillar by pillar to achieve the lives we say we desire. It all begins with a 30-day authentic alignment audit to identify areas of your life that just may be out of sync with your goals. You'll gain access to in-depth training modules, categorized podcast selections, monthly pillar themes, and challenges with cash and prize giveaways, as well as a resource library tailored to your chosen membership level. For more details, visit redefiningwealth.institute. That's redefiningwealth.institute. I can't wait to see you there. This month's wisdom point is for anyone who is feeling stuck. I don't care what you are feeling stuck in. If you are just in that place where you know that there's more, you feel like there's something you're being stretched to do, and you just don't know how to take the next step, I want you to know that I understand. And this month's theme is actually called Set Free, Unchain Your Fears and Walk in Faith. And it's a nod to our theme for Redefining Wealth Live this year in October. Our theme will be Live Free. And I'll get more into that in one of our full episodes. But I'm here to tell you that I understand if you are in a place where you're in the things that you prayed for in one season, but it doesn't feel aligned in this season. I want you to know that it is perfectly okay to get radically honest about that. Because what I don't want you to do is become what a lot of us have become in our lives. It's a prisoner to pretty things. It's a prisoner sometimes to things that we prayed for in past seasons. It's a prisoner to things that seem like they should be applauded or we should be ecstatic about it. And the truth is, right now in this very moment, we're just unclear, we're not certain, and it doesn't feel like things are adding up, even with our greatest intention and effort. You are not alone, because these are the conversations that I have in the Institute for Redefining Wealth. They are the conversations I have via DM. They are the conversations that we have with so many purpose chasers who send emails to me every single week. And I want you to know that no matter how pretty it is, how much you've been applauded for it, how much you feel like you should appreciate it, none of those things mean it's aligned for you. And misalignment is not freedom. I want you to listen to this clip from an episode I did a few years ago called Prisoner to Purpose. I really think that this will set you up for understanding what it means to be a prisoner and what that looks like possibly for you in this season. Let's define prisoner. I think it would really be helpful that we're all on the same page about that. So Merriam-Webster says that a prisoner is a person deprived of liberty, that's freedom, and kept under involuntary restraint, confinement, or custody, especially one on trial or in prison. Another definition just says someone restrained. Now, this really came to me because as much as I talk about purpose chasing around these streets, you know that my whole thing is chase purpose, not money. I have realized how many times over the years I felt like I was ready to evolve. I felt like I was being called to do different things in my life, maybe launch something new or shift what I was talking about in the marketplace. And yet I felt myself restrained. There was a lack of liberty around actually executing that, around fully embracing that and accepting that that was the call, that that was what I was being led to do. And being in those spaces created these just cycles of frustration and a lot of just inner conflict, right? Because you know that it's time to evolve. Something deep down is saying, you're not happy in this space anymore. You're not as fulfilled as you used to be. This is not lighting you up in the same way. Right? And you're like, but I love the people, or I know that I'm using my gifts, or I don't even know. I don't have an idea of where else I will really go or what else I could do. I just know that something here in this environment, in this routine, in this space is not working. And I've felt that. We've had different episodes where I've talked to you about knowing when a season is up, knowing when to surrender, and not just let go, but accept that there may be something else for you, right? But you're holding on so tightly to what you already know and where you've already been and the people you're already in community with that you won't release and trust and just see what's possible on the other side. So we've definitely talked about that here on the podcast, but this one is a little different because right now I'm in the middle of Purpose to Platform, which is my online business training that I do with women. And we're getting good and through it. You know, we're gearing up for graduation in a couple weeks here. It's a 12-week program. And I just see this over and over again with the women in the program. And I was really sensing it during the time we did our last challenge, where we opened the doors in August to Purpose to Platform. And what I see is that many of the women who are coming to figure out, how do I use my God-given gifts in the marketplace, struggle with transferring the gifts that they've used in corporate America and the things that they've done to be successful for years or to just make it. That's a whole nother struggle. Just being in corporate America alone, right, is a whole nother thing. But it's like, how do I take this thing that I've already been known for or the thing I'm great at and transfer it into my own business, into what feels very purposeful for me, right, out in the marketplace? And I see people come out of corporate America and recreate the same cycle, the same struggle, and the same prison that they already experienced. The very thing that they're trying to break free from is the very thing that they recreate in their own business. And whether that's having to live at the whim of other people's expectations, or it's creating a hurried schedule, it's creating a very, very full plate that is just not realistic. It's the imposter syndrome. It's attracting the worst possible clients, partners, whatever. So you've gone from, oh, I can't stand my cubicle mate or my coworkers here, to now having clients or partners or team members that you also can't stand. What was once an involuntary restraint, we allow to become a voluntary restraint. And I think people come out into the entrepreneurial space in particular and assume that because now you're an entrepreneur, you're free. But having your own business doesn't save you. We still have to participate in our own rescue. And many of us have already been conditioned and trained to treat ourselves in a certain way so that we don't even know what it looks like to be free. We don't know what it looks like to build a calendar around freedom. We don't know what it looks like to price our services and products around us being free. We are so driven by this idea that everybody outside of us knows better. And somehow we become a prisoner to that. Even though it looks purposeful and it sounds purposeful and it could be purposeful, all of a sudden we create a pretty prison. So my question to you is, what pretty prisons have you created in your life? I remember when Steve Harvey said to me years ago that fame was a pretty prison. And I was sitting there like, this man is rich, you know, he's loved by many. Yes, I understand, hated by some as well. But overall, to me, as a kid looking at his life, I'm like, how could you say that? And then you mature and you start to take on things that you become famous for, even in your circle, even in your sphere of influence. You become the one at your job. You become the sister that made it. You become the favorite auntie. You become the cousin. You have all of these labels and these titles in these roles and positions that you've taken on, and they are pretty and they feel purposeful, and you wear some of these things like a badge of honor, all while feeling like a prisoner in your own life and all while feeling like a prisoner to purpose. And when we become so known for those things that we can't give ourselves the flexibility to shift, to pivot, to grow, to stretch, to do something different, is it really as purposeful as we once thought it was? This entire month on the podcast is all about getting free. It's about living free. It's about being free to be authentically who you are so you can finally redefine wealth for yourself. It is about getting free so that you can finally make decisions from a place of faith, not fear, and lean into what your soul is calling you to do in this season. For this month, we've created a guide, and it's called Set Free, Unchain Your Fears, and Walk in Faith. And you know, the monthly guides that I give to you as a gift in the Redefining Wealth app every month are just designed so that you have more tools and resources and also reflection questions to make sure that you are not just becoming a prisoner to your own purpose. This month is so good. And I'm probably going to say that every month because I feel like my team and I get better and better because we really want to help you go deeper and deeper. And in this month's guide, there's 5 questions to determine if you're a prisoner to purpose. It starts with, am I experiencing a love-hate relationship with my current work? Another question, is my behavior driven by authenticity or obligation? And it just goes on and on. But we also have other episodes and resources and things for you to consider, because as my friend Devon Franklin shared in his book, Live Free, which I totally forgot that was the title. I got the theme from one of our purpose chasers who was at last year's conference, but he talks about living free being about becoming more authentic and ridding yourself of external expectations and validation. Devon was the very first interview of the Redefining Wealth podcast back in 2017. And I truly believe that reading that book and having the conversations that we have had over these last almost 7 years are a part of how I have learned to become more free in my life. Because as Devon says, too many of us, when we don't ask ourselves better questions, we become controlled by expectations and then begin to believe the lies and make incorrect assessments about ourselves, about what we require, about what we should desire, about what we're worthy of, about what our expectations should be of others, you know, who we're in relationship with. And these are important things for you to assess if you're going to live free. So I invite you to join us this month. Consider joining the Institute for the conversations, the questions, the challenges, the coaching. All of this is geared around helping you get free of the external noise so you can tap into your internal intuition and be the most authentic and powerful version of yourself. If we're going to get out there and do all the things that we are called to do in the world, we might as well do it as who we really are, not who we're pretending to be. So I hope this blesses you. What pretty prisons have you created for yourself? Get the guide. It's in the Redefining Wealth app. You can download it on your iOS device or, of course, in the Google App Store. And this month, just get ready. Next episode, I'm giving you 5 signs you're not as free as you think you are and what to do about it. And then I have amazing interviews with Maisha Cheney, who's an incredible, incredible woman, a former first lady. You'll hear about her journey from divorce and faith and reinventing her life. Also from Latoya Matthews, who is no stranger to the podcast. She has been a huge figure in our student community of Redefining Wealth. And she released a book called Unveil Freedom, and then more goodies to come. So I hope this month blesses you. I won't be doing Wisdom Point every single week. I'm hearing from more of you that you start to feel behind and overwhelmed, and that is definitely not the intention. So we are going to do Wisdom Points once a month and see how you make it through with that. I'm always listening to you though, so feel free to share your thoughts, your ideas, especially with me in the DMs of the Redefining Wealth app, so I know you're a real purpose chaser. And I'll see you on Thursday. We're going to get into 5 signs that you're not as free as you think you are. I'm Patrice Washington, and I hope this Wisdom Point blessed you today.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.